AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the Fox Sports Radio TireRack.com studios. Broadcasting live, TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Big day in college football tomorrow. We also had a big result already tonight. Joining us now on the hotline to break it down, there is nobody better. Your one-stop shopping for college football, collegefootballnews.com. Every preview, every bit of reaction you need. And the owner, proprietor, Grand Poobah, Pete Futek, joins us now on the hotline. Pete has already written in after Florida State's win tonight. Charlie Ward, number one on his Heisman ballot. Pete, welcome in.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Dude, Florida State is
fantastic.
Back, man. It's like it's 1995 again. It's terrific.
Oh, God. You see this team? No. All I could think, they're so not back. But all I could keep thinking about is, hey, look, they're 3-0. They've won two really, really close games. And, man, Nebraska and Scott Frost would have killed for either one of these results, like the LSU or the Louisville game, because that's what Nebraska couldn't get for the last, like, 3 years, and Florida State managed to get there. But look, that's the season so far. You know, with all these weird things happening, all that matters is, did you win the game? Doesn't matter by one or 100. Just get that win this year.
Well, they tried to be the Florida State of old as well by missing a field goal to give Louisville an opportunity.
Yeah, they did their part, but it was considering how optional the defense was for Louisville tonight, that I was shocked that they were still in that game late, because they couldn't tackle a lick. But hey, look, Florida State's played all right. I mean, and in the ACC, where, you know, what else you got? I mean, it's Clemson up top. NC State hasn't looked great so far. You know, Duke, okay, really? That's who we're dealing with now. I mean, there just aren't a lot of great teams so far. We'll see what Miami is tomorrow. But all right, hey, Florida State just keeps on getting better and better. And, you know, that was a nice road win.
Now, Pete, before we get to the games coming up tomorrow, I know you have a big take on the Arch Manning story, because we found out earlier today that Texas paid $280,000 in the recruiting of Arch Manning. And you said, hey, why can't they cut out the middleman?
Seriously, why bother? I mean, this is the silliest thing that we still can't get past. And it's like, okay, they spent all this money on like a party, and there's like a cruise, and all these other like amenities, the five-star hotel, and all these various parts of this. Like, if they just said, hey, look, Arch Manning, here's $280,000, and just come to Texas. You know, here's your fee to come visit us and give us a look. All right, so that's kind of how this kind of should work. And it's still so demonized that, oh my gosh, we can't pay. You know, give kid player, that's just corrupting the system. What are they going to teach them? Well, it's going to teach them that's how the world works. If you're talented and people want you, they'll give you things. And that's how this kind of all works.
Sums it up pretty nicely right there as we flip.
Like us, we're talented and people give us stuff, right? Isn't that how this works?
Every day I walk in the studio, they give me TVs, I get all kinds of stuff.
Sandwiches.
I really don't. If anybody don't get it, that doesn't happen, okay? It doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. Doesn't happen.
For sponsorship opportunities, inquire within.
Exactly. Where's my NIL money? I would more than happy. Like, I just want like a sandwich or something. I'm not even getting greedy.
Oh, here. If you could pay me in sandwiches, I'm fine with that. If I get paid
totally.
In sandwiches, yeah.
Totally. I mean, really, what else do you need? If you have sandwiches and a TV, then honestly, like, what else is there?
Pete Futek has signed a 3-year, $4 million sandwich contract. He's going to get 3 sandwiches a day for the rest of his life. Congratulations.
Yes, but I'm then going to hold out for the next, you know, place to try to get me. They'll add up like a bag of Fritos next to it or something. You know? So just to upgrade a little bit more.
Your favorite chips mixed therein. All right, good slate of games on the docket for tomorrow. A couple that we're kind of eyeballing, and Pete, just for the the second storyline. You mentioned Nebraska getting 11 at home against Oklahoma. Mickey Joseph, your interim head coach, can they keep it close and maybe even get over in a big Fox game?
I can't. You know, this is one of those where if you're an investor, just stay away from this one, because who knows? Because will we be surprised if all of a sudden Nebraska like comes out and just roars and like, oh, maybe there was a reason why they weren't winning all these close games before? Or it was, which is kind of what I actually think, is that the biggest failing under Scott Frost is he didn't get the guys. I mean, he never was able, and that's kind of one of the things that's kind of being whispered is, well, can you really recruit at Nebraska? I mean, there's no recruiting area. You have to go outside of there. So you've got to somehow get the players to want to come to Lincoln, Nebraska, and make that their home. And that's not as easy as it you know, used to be. So I just don't think they have the players there. And I also think we're all underestimating Oklahoma. They're not flashy. They're more a defensive-based team now. They're not going to come out and hang 60 on the board against everybody. But that's a rock-solid team. It just might come out there and just methodically get through. So there's going to be a big burst of energy early on for the Huskers. But I sort of think Oklahoma is going to kind of set reality and saying that, you know what? You know, look, Scott Frost is a good head. He's a good coach. Couldn't buy a break ever, you know, couldn't create his own breaks ever, and just Nebraska just doesn't have the guys quite yet.
All right, now, one game that gets my attention because I can see it being a letdown game. South Carolina is going to throw the football all day, right? I know Spencer Rattler has not been good, but I remember when Spencer Rattler, I'm old enough to remember when he actually was good. Georgia, I can see this being one of those ugly, flat kind of games, and South Carolina's getting a lot of points. I can see South Carolina keeping this close for a while, staying in some big plays, and it's just because it's a flat game from Georgia.
Well, what's going to be really funny about it, you mentioned Spencer Rattler, he hasn't been good. Did you kind of watch any of him play so far with South Carolina? Because the results aren't great. But, man, that guy, he flicks his wrist, and you're like, yeah, that's an NFL arm on that guy. And it's so funny to see how the two sides of this are going to be, where here's Stetson Bennett, who's 4'2" and 58 pounds, and he's slinging it all over the place and having a great year so far. And here's Spencer Rattler, who's got all the tools in the world. And, he doesn't have Georgia's talent around him, certainly. And he just can't quite get that to work, Ari. But, if Rattler gets hot, that, to your point, that might be the one thing that could disrupt this Georgia thing. I don't think it'll happen. I think Georgia's just that good right now, and South Carolina isn't quite there yet. But, let's see what happens, and let's see if Rattler can have a big day tomorrow. I don't think it's going to happen, but certainly that's one of those games they've done it before. If Stetson Bennett has one of these three interception games, which we know is lurking in there somewhere, I don't think it's happening, but that's certainly going to be one of those games to watch.
How is Iowa favored by 23.5 over anyone?
How are they going to score? Look, I'm not joking. What's the count? So I think there are two games they've combined for – the two games they have played have had point totals combined for, 27 points? And the over-under, I think, is 39.5. That's one of those where it's a scene to go under on a 39-point total or something in college. But until proven otherwise, how do you not go with that? I mean, they just cannot score at all. And it's just – I don't see how that's getting better anytime soon. I honestly thought at 7-3 over Iowa State that they were good. It was one of the running jokes. The studio show I do on Saturdays here in Chicago, we were joking that, there's going to be a safety at some point, and 7-3, that should actually hold up. And it almost did. That's just how this team rolls right now.
Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com, with us right now. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, speaking of quarterbacks, Michigan had the big change last week. Now J.J. McCarthy becomes the starter, which was really Jim Harbaugh's aim all along, and he kind of nuanced it to make this happen. Is he the real thing? He has certainly shown in snippets the ability that he has, the escapability, to be able to throw back across his body, but is he the real thing? Is he somebody that can be more dynamic and can win big games and beat Ohio State at the end of the year?
Oh, sure. I mean, if they keep, but eventually they're going to have to play somebody who actually can field the team of guys who aren't on crutches. And I think a couple of the teams they play have had guys missing limbs. I mean, look at the schedule. Who have they gotten to? Was it Colorado State, Hawaii, UConn? I mean, look at that slate and tell me where they have problems for a while. I mean, they're going to build this thing up, and they have a true preseason schedule here where they can play around with their quarterbacks and they can see what they got and see who they like. And as we've talked about before, the great thing about what this is all affording them with this thing is you have to shuffle your quarterback, because the second that you announce who your starting quarterback is, the transfer portal comes and takes away everyone else. So Michigan, you try to say, okay, well, is Michigan for real after last year? Well, the nice part about this is, again, their schedule, they're playing all these teams that they're blowing out by 50 without any problems. Not last week by 52, but they're beating teams, handily. And they get to toy around with this. It's a luxury you have when you play an easy schedule to start the season.
Well, here's the other part of it, though, Pete, is that, okay, McCarthy's the quarterback. In 3 weeks, is Cade McNamara even on the team? Or is he in the transfer portal?
That's the argument.
I don't know that he's going to be there.
Look across the college football landscape. I mean, that's why TCU named three starting quarterbacks. It's why Clemson refuses to give Cole Klubnik a whole lot of time, because the second that happens, Oregon or someone's going to be on the phone to DJ Uiagalelei and being like, hey, you know what? We can use your services here, even though, now they're going to change up the portal so you can't really just, leave and go do this. But, yeah, that's just part of how this is all working right now. But, again, if you're Harbaugh, you get to toy around with it. Or you look what happened tonight to Florida State. I mean, Jordan Travis starts out the game, what, hitting his first 12 throws. I was hitting everything. Hurts himself, is on crutches. You need your backup quarterback. If you're Harbaugh, you've got to also be thinking, we got to get this is a luxury to have this schedule because we can get both these guys ready. If one of them gets hurt, we're going to need them against Penn State and Michigan State. Or you come up with packages for both guys, and I think you can utilize them both. And Harbaugh, for all his faults and all the criticism, he's pretty creative when it comes to these sorts of things.
Pete, last one, since we started talking about sandwich deals and maybe a frosty beverage or four, what's the game that's got you for tomorrow that by the end of it we've got our eyes wide open and maybe punched in the face by college football?
I'm kind of curious about Washington versus Michigan State because this is where we know Michigan State's for real, because what are the two things about Michigan State? They have to be able to run the ball well to do what they do, and this Washington team has got the healthy guys up front and a really good linebacking core. That's going to be hard to do, and they've got the passing game. Michael Penix Jr. from Indiana is now working in the Kalen DeBoer offense. They are winging it all over the yard. If the Michigan State pass defense is actually good after having a really awful year last year, we're going to know this fast. And the other thing to kind of watch out for tomorrow is watch Cal Notre Dame, because think about it. Like, if Marcus Freeman is the first Notre Dame head football coach to ever lose his first three games, what happens if he loses to Cal? You know, what does Notre Dame do? I mean, they're going to fire him. But, wow, would that be disastrous? Or on the flip side, if you look at Notre Dame's schedule, there's some work to do. There's some good games to win coming up, too. And so that Notre Dame performance tomorrow is going to be a really, really big deal.
He's on Twitter, at Pete Futek. That is at Pete Futek, owner, proprietor. collegefootballnews.com. Every preview, all the analysis written by the man you just heard loquaciously on our show for the last few minutes. Again, collegefootballnews.com. Pete's on Twitter at Pete Futek. Coming up soon, I think tomorrow, Pete, you have your big 10,000 word Garrett Schrader for Heisman article coming out.
No, first of all, I'm literally hungry now. I'm literally going to go make myself a sandwich as we speak. But yeah, and so yes, I will do that.
Take it easy, buddy. Enjoy the games.
Later, guys.
Bye, Pete.
There goes Pete Futek. Phenomenal stuff. Yeah, you know, we're going to have more on that Notre Dame situation coming up in a few minutes because it is rubber hitting the road time for this program right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spot 'em in the freezer, full effect. Different song. Completely different song.
What a mashup.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. It's like
698.
It's like when Tyshirt plays that that Ozzy Osbourne. What's that that version where yeah. That sounds like what the big song is to get people on the dance floor on a cruise ship that is like a 70 and over cruise.
Can't wait.
Like, that's this right here. Just dancing in my chair right now.
This mashup feels like it could have come straight out of Boogie Nights. John C. Reilly and Mark Wahlberg doing this dance.
Hey, I know all you people who were around for the rise of Ozzy in the 80s when you were younger. Come on, get out on the dance floor now. Let's do it. Bingo will begin in the lower deck. Okay. The Jason Smith with Mike Harmon. One thing to tell you right now before we move on. The Yankees-Brewers game, which started sometime in the late 1990s, is now over. 7-6, the Brewers walk off, a base hit in the bottom of the ninth inning with the bases loaded, wins it for Milwaukee. Aaron Judge does not homer today. He stays put. But the Yankees lose tonight. Milwaukee, they tie it in the top of the ninth with a run. Milwaukee gets a run in the bottom of the ninth to win this 7-6. This is like a 4.5-hour game.
That's okay. You got your money's worth if you went.
I'm like, was there a rain delay? Was there two rain delays? Was there three? No. Just a long, long game.
Nice. Well, I just got a big scoring update of my own.
Oh, wait a minute.
My daughter's reporting live from Redondo Union High School, where the Seahawks won 42-13.
Ooh, that's a big one. Would you bet on Redondo High to win?
Right now I would. The defense is smothering. At this point, they gave up 23 tonight. They'd only given up 3 in their first 3 games.
Wow, so Geno Smith had a big night for Redondo
High. Yeah, dominating.
Geno.
I don't know. It's cool to have the kids excited about high school football.
It always
going to the games.
It always is.
But, like, my girl's being into it. Like, Eleanor is the theater kid, Maddie's the soccer kid, and, well, football sometimes the enemy. It's good to see that it's bringing them together here.
Oh, look at you getting all sad right
there. It's all beautiful.
I thought you had another scoring update you were going to get into, but you got into that, so that was fun.
The White Sox lost in 10. Baseball. I hate baseball.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, speaking of Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Before we get to Notre Dame, speaking of Geno.
+8.5 on Sunday? What do you think?
You know, dude, I'm with you.
It's over the key mark of the touchdown.
No. I'm with Jason Cole. The over-under for touchdown passes in this game from Geno Smith and Trey Lance. I'll put the over-under at 1.5, and I'll take the under.
Kenneth Walker comes back to team with Rashad Penny.
Oh, this game is going to be ugly. But I will say, as much criticism as I give the 49ers, and they're going to get a whole heap of it right now, Lance is going to get a reprieve. San Francisco is going to gut out a win here. They know where they are right now. Starting 0-2 is something they just cannot afford. And it's not going to be pretty, but the Seahawks had that emotional win on Monday night. They played about as well as they could. This is not a talented Seahawks team. It's not. It's an okay team at best. And if they're trying to tank, they're one of the worst teams in the NFL. Yeah, are they going to come with another big effort on a short week? No. The Niners are going to win this game, and Trey Lance will get at least one more week. But he's not going to play great, even without Jamal Adams, who's out for the year. It's not like suddenly Trey Lance is going to get it. And this is my big point about this game now, is that we've talked so much about the Niners and how much they have screwed this up and the team and what they did moving up to get Trey Lance and deciding to stick with Jimmy Garoppolo. It's been another week of, when is Jimmy G going to start soon, right? Because what you get, you had Joe Montana and Steve Young this week say, oh yeah, really smart to bring Jimmy Garoppolo back. It's like no, there's nobody. There is zero people who believe in Trey Lance. Nobody. Nobody believe. It's like he's going to lose his job at some point, and it's going to be Garoppolo. It's almost like a fait accompli. Like, it's going, we just got to know the day it's going to happen, and it's going to happen for the rest of the season. There is nobody who is, Trey Lance is our guy all the way through. Even Kyle Shanahan is not. John Lynch, they know he's going to replace him. They brought him back specifically to do it. But the different part of this, Mike, is that, just think about it from a different perspective, because this is where I feel bad for Trey Lance. All right? Because he comes into the NFL and he's a hot prospect. He doesn't play a lot of college football,
right?
But he comes and he's drafted by the Niners, who make him their franchise quarterback. They move up to number 3 to draft him. Okay. Bringing back Jimmy Garoppolo has cut his chances of success in the NFL so far down that who knows if he's going to be given another chance to start if he loses this job to Jimmy Garoppolo. Because normally, when you come in as a franchise quarterback, you have to play, right? Your quarterback has to play to know if he's any good or not. You can't just let him play a little bit. You can't look at him in practice. He's got to play. How long is Trey Lance really going to get to play before the Niners go to Garoppolo? They're not going to give the season away. They're not going to let him take his lumps as they sit there 3-7, 3-8, 3-9. Then it's too late to bring Garoppolo in. They're going to give him the hook early, and that sucks. Because franchise quarterbacks need to show you, hey, I can't do it for a long period of time. Every other quarterback who's drafted that high gets a year, 2 years to show I can or I can't do it. Lance has to look over his shoulder every other week. I've just made the quarterback now, but it's been kowtowing to Jimmy Garoppolo for the entire last few months. And so he's not going to get the chance that he should get. Because when you have a popular backup that people want to see the field, guess what? That guy needs to see the field. So instead of Trey Lance having this year and probably next year to show if he can or can't do it, he's got like 3 or 4 weeks to start this season. And if he's not, Garoppolo comes in, and then what do you do? Then can you say, hey, Trey Lance, you're our guy? Do you have to move on and trade Trey Lance away and keep Garoppolo another? And then Trey Lance is someone trying to fight to win another job somewhere else, and already he's a bust. This is why I feel bad for him, because not only did the Niners screw the whole team with everything else and picking him and keeping Garoppolo, is that Lance is a guy that's not going to get nearly the chance he should that all franchise quarterbacks, guys taken high in the first round, get to prove that they can or can't play in the league.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this quite a bit, but for those new to the program, a reiteration. He's in the unfortunate circumstance of being a top drafted pick that actually went to a good team ready to win now, with a coach ready to win now, with recent success and skins on the wall of big wins. Right. And that's the unfortunate part for Trey Lance, is that you also had Jimmy Garoppolo, who happened to need a surgery, which dampened, and we can get behind the scenes of how much they didn't trust Trey Lance, what they saw in practice, maybe his work habits. Obviously, everybody this week having fun of what may or may not have been a house party, strip club, some combination thereof, video, whether it was from this week or some other week. He's not taking the loss seriously. Like, again, he's got to be in a book 24/7. He's got to be at his laptop, his tablet. He's got to go places only that use the Jeter rule of all phones, or I guess what most schools do anymore. All phones go into a case at the front of the room. I mean, come on. He's a guy, you know, finding his way. So I will not be one of those holding that against him. Unfortunately, you're in a situation where you're going to be judged unfairly relative to the other quarterbacks in your draft class. The only other guy getting anywhere near the criticism is Justin Fields. And if you want to go back a year sooner or a year earlier, as it were, you bring Tua in, who all he does is win, and people hate him. Part of it is the hyperbole from Tyreek Hill. The other is the love affair with Justin Herbert, who he will always be compared with based on where they were drafted. But for Trey Lance, you know, facing the same thing. Everything's under the microscope because the team's expected to win. If they were expected to just suck, I don't think anybody would care.
No, it would be, because look at Trevor Lawrence last year, but if you're going to be really bad... Yeah, because Trevor Lawrence, nobody cared because they were bad, and also they're a small market team. I mean, look, they're barely in the NFL, right? They're barely San Francisco's they're a big time market team with a lot of history and a lot of things. And if you're really bad, yeah, that's going to be a story too.
Yeah, but I mean, even for Trevor Lawrence, he's gotten a free pass for the most part. Like, we've certainly raised our hands and tried to call out the ineptitude, inefficiencies. You can't blame it all on Urban Meyer. Guys still know it was supposed to be the chosen one, right? To steal from our buddy Ewan McGregor and Obi-Wan Kenobi. You were the chosen one! And he was not good last year. He had two games that you could say, okay, he showed me a little bit. Right, big upset of the Colts with their playoffs on the line, which is what we get this week, which is kind of interesting. That line, kind of curious to me, but we'll get into that in a minute. But Trevor Lawrence, you push to the side. Zach Wilson, he's a Jet. Nobody cares. You move in Trey Lance because of what San Francisco has and the intrigue surrounding Jimmy Garoppolo. It's just taken to a whole other level. So we're now having sit-downs with Steve Young and Joe Montana. Hey, Joe, what do you remember about that? That snot-nosed guy looking over my shoulder. No, he's not going to say that 30 years from now, but if we could have gotten it in the heat of the moment... Just dropping 70s dimes all over the place.
I think that was 80s.
Was that early
80s? I think
80s?
That was 80s. You got to get the decade right. Hang on. Heat of the moment.
Was that like 83 maybe?
I know it was in 80s. I want to say maybe 83. 1982, heat of the moment.
All right. So it was, you know, formulated in 79 and then finally came to fruition. No, but the point being, just we're dropping 40-year song references out of the sky for your playlists as you get into the weekend, much like Tyshirt with that, you know, Ozzy Osbourne mashup. But we look at just where the 49ers are. That was a grisly loss. And he made a couple of big throws, did Trey Lance, that, you know, he missed a big... what would have been a touchdown very early, right? Just overthrew a player. Okay, fine. He's jacked up. Then the weather goes bad. You lose Elijah Mitchell, which means your running game is gone because Deebo Samuel became a running back after that point. So we'll see what happens week two, but everybody's ready to bury this guy. I don't know what he is. I'm not going to pretend to know. Based on the reporting, should I go count up the positive reviews from training camp and off-field work, off-season workouts versus the negative ones? Is that what we did? How many more practices did they have where he was good? Did they have one more? Because it was odds and evens, I think, for most of the year.
They did him absolutely no favors. They have not helped him along. They have not been visible enough in their unwavering support. They've been so much time talking about how they have to take care of Jimmy Garoppolo, and Jimmy's on board with what we're doing, and we'd love to bring Jimmy back, and Jimmy's here. And they have just butchered this from the beginning, and it's one thing to do it when you talk about, hey, we mismanaged a team, but now Trey Lance, who you thought a year ago at this time was, boy, he's in a great spot, man, drafted by the Niners, they're a great team, he's going to learn under Jimmy Garoppolo and take over the job. Now, are the 49ers a destination for him? It's not. I mean, he'd be better off almost anywhere else because he would get the chance to play and not have to look over his shoulder at the backup. Right? And I get that, you know, you say a lot, hey, if you're worried about that pressure, I don't want you as my quarterback. But not everybody is created equal. And some when it comes to their, you know, how they are mentally, are they okay being a player who, hey, yeah, put the pressure on me, I'm all right. But that also extends out to the team, which is, well, who's our guy? Are we really going to ride with Trey Lance? Is he going to do that Russell Wilson, hey, let's ride? Or are we just waiting for Jimmy to come in and take over? They want to know the direction of the team, too. So it gets on a couple of different levels, just the complete biffing of this the 49ers have done.
No, there's just many questions in terms of the front office. I'd love to be a fly on the wall to hear that evaluation, but it ended up exactly as we expected it would. Jimmy Garoppolo is still a member of the 49ers.
Yeah.
You can chronicle that all through the offseason, with the exception of some of your fever dream stuff where you're trying to see Bill Belichick get revenge on Tom Brady by Garoppolo coming back. You know, you had a day or two where that seemed to be, you know, what you were dreaming about, and, you know, we were worried for your health. But beyond that, it's been pretty clear. 49ers, especially with the on-again, off-again, good, bad, ugly reports of Trey Lance this offseason, was the best option was to keep him there, and they were able to get Jimmy G to come back on an incentive-laden deal. Everybody wins except for Trey Lance.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
that. I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. One of the biggest college football games tomorrow is a team that doesn't even play in the top 25. Well, he's not anymore. Notre Dame, 0-2, hosting Cal, who was 2-0. And Cal's not great, but Notre Dame has been awful. Okay, you lose week one to Ohio State. Fine, we get it. But whoa, man, Marshall.
Right, the defense played great. All of these, like, we had all the reasonings to why that should have been set aside.
Notre Dame's been so bad, it makes you think Ohio State's not that good.
Well, but that was part of it, right? It was like, wait, what's going on here?
A lot was made last week of Marcus Freeman becoming the first Notre Dame head coach to start 0-3. And we talked with Pete Futak last hour on the show about what it means if Notre Dame loses again tomorrow. They're 0-3 this season. And a lot of places this week I have read, hey, Notre Dame's slow start doesn't mean the confidence in Marcus Freeman isn't there. And that's been the overwhelming narrative coming out of Notre Dame. Hey, we still love Marcus Freeman. We still love Marcus Freeman. Okay. I get it. This is September, and you think it's going to turn around. You just lost your quarterback for the season. You're 0-2. Are they really saying the same thing at the end of October if Notre Dame is 2-6, or 2-7, or 2-8, are they still saying Marcus Freeman's our guy? Or are they saying, screw it, man, we got to go, let's get the money up, let's go get a guy that we want that's going to come in here and jumpstart the program, right? We got to go get somebody like USC went out and bought Lincoln Riley away from Oklahoma. Because it's one thing to say, oh, yeah, no, we still are optimistic. Yeah, okay, you're disappointed you lost, I get it. This is early in September. Let's see what happens if Notre Dame is this bad and we're into November. Is it still that Marcus Freeman's our guy, he's going to get year two? Not going to happen. Not going to happen. It's going to be, no, we can't worry about this again. We can't risk this again next year. Let's go out. And they'll go find some, whoever the next big hot guy that winds up making a big name for themselves this year. Hey, we got to do it. Michigan State got Mel Tucker, gave him $100 million. And Brian Kelly's going to go, you could have given me $100 million. I would have stayed. Come on, man. But Notre Dame's going to have to do the same thing. They're going to find themselves in that position because it's going to be a much different narrative if they're still like this in a couple of months.
Well, start going through the schedule. There's a lot of landmines just waiting on them. Even a team like North Carolina next week, assuming they survive Cal at home. But then on the road at North Carolina, North Carolina can put up some points. So is that Notre Dame defense still all dug in? And that was part of the questions, you know, asking our experts that were with us today on the show, Jason, Jared, and then Pete, kind of wondering, you know, motivation, does it weigh in? And it's not that the college football players as an individual are going to have an issue, but as a unit, is it still as crisp as it was in the second week of practices when the world was still there for you? Because after that, they're at BYU, Stanford, not the same Stanford you're used to, but still a game where, you know, a little bit of rivalry there. UNLV, your Syracuse Orange on the road to end October, then Clemson, Navy, does enough offensively to frustrate, then Boston College, and then at USC. I mean, that is, what, 5 losses, 6 losses? Maybe more?
Mm-hmm.
When you go down the road. I ask this, will a year back on a big desk, say at a network like, I don't know, Fox, do enough for former college juggernaut coach to come back and have another shot.
Mm. I mean, just wait and
Meyer.
See. Urban Meyer. I don't know that that would happen. 2 years ago might have happened. Don't know that that would happen.
Well, but does the Jaguars thing, push away?
Mm.
Is it just a bad experience in the pros?
We'll have more on this, because this is a really big topic. More on this. Plus, we'll get our upset special picks for the week in the NFL and college football. Our big blowout predictions for Sunday, week two. Keep it right here. This is Fox.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.